Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
When we come into union with Christ, what happens to Christ is credited to have happened to us. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised into a newness of life. So he says, now we should walk in the newness of life.
I will no longer die to what he died to. Because he died, I'm no longer in my sins. Because he died, I can never be sick. Because he died, I can never be poor. Because he died, I can never be under a curse. Because he died, I can never be a prey to the fowler. My soul has escaped through his blood.
Step into the world of infinite possibilities as you listen to Pastor David Ibichiku today.
I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve. Till you give yourself away.
We worship you this morning. Every hand lifted up, every voice lifted up. Spend nothing, don't hold back. Don't hold back. We celebrate the risen King today. He that lives forever. We celebrate our Lord today. The King of Glory. Ligerido Shate Agatea. Ligeri Pradesh. And he did it all for us. He did it all for us. He did it all for us. With grateful hearts, our hands are lifted, and we give thanks to your holy name. Oh.
Where are the worshippers in this house?
Ah, that's what we came here to do today.
to lift your name high in praise. To bear witness that you live. To bear witness that you live. We praise your holy name. We do not serve a dead God. We serve the living God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He that lives forever. He that lives forever. Libakul shakata. The dead giteko shakata. Death could not hold you captive. The grave could not hold you down. Epo shakate. Ligeri paru shete yakaleta. Libayakate. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Shataya Kataya. Legaradesha. Legaradesha. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Ye lifted up. You everlasting doors. Ipere de shakata. Ligere de shatayaka. Legere bo shatayaka. Ipere de saha. The gates were lifted up. The gates were lifted up. Everlasting and ancient doors were lifted up. And the King of Glory rose up and entered with a shout and the shout and the trumpet of the archangel. Lipoyakate, Ligayakata, Ligrede Shuta, Ligayabara. We praise you, O God. Ah, we praise you. We worship you. We worship you. Forever you live. In our hearts you live. In our hearts you live. Ligerede Shata. For you have made us your living tabernacle. Oh, we have become the tabernacle of your glory. Hey, Yakataya, you are alive in us. You are alive in your church. Ligerede Shakata. Ligerino Sunday Prakataya. We bless your name. Just wave those hands to him. Oh, how awesome you are, oh God. Thank you. We bless you and we thank you for what you've been doing. For all that you have been doing in our lives. Thank you for touching our lives in special ways. For the revelation of your truth. Thank you for the revelation of your truth. During Good Friday miracle service. Thank you for what you're doing in this moment. We worship you and we give you all the glory and all the praise. We bless your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our hearts are open in this moment to receive your word. Our hearts are open to receive your word. And we receive the engrafted word. We receive the word of grace. We receive the word of faith. We receive the word of your power, even your resurrection power, which you exerted, which you walked when you raised Jesus from the dead and made him to sit at your right hand, far above all principalities and powers, far above all dominion and might. Far above every name and title, authority given in this age and in the age to come. And made him to be head over all things and even unto the church. To him alone be all the glory. To him alone be all the honor. We receive light. And we are set on our feet. We receive light. And we live here shining brighter and brighter. We receive light. And everything that was dead or was dying lives again. Thank you, Father. Ligemunde shakata. Glory to your name, Father. In Jesus' precious and mighty name, we have prayed and let the living church of the living Christ. Shout your loudest amen. If you know Jesus is alive and is worthy of praise, give him a living praise this morning. Give him a mighty praise. I still call on you to praise. I still call on you to praise. Not as you used to. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. I can't keep calm. No, I won't keep calm. The rocks and the stones will not take my place. Let everything that has breath. For this reason, we are called the sons of God. For this reason, we have a living faith. For this reason, he is risen. Higher course, the portion. Everybody by your side, to your left and to your right. Make sure there will be no stranger sitting by your side today. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is a fact, a factual event that happened, a fact that changed the history, the destiny of man forever and secured our eternity with him. Somebody say, I hear. This is not fiction, it's not a fictitious story. Historians have it factually that the events recorded in the scriptures are truth. Not just true, they are truth. So for the ordinary man, it is true. But for the spiritual man, it is truth. Very important that we know that. Very important that we know that. Today, I'm going to be talking to us about the infallible proofs of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The infallible proofs. Somebody say the infallible proofs. Come on, shout it louder. Say the infallible proofs. I'm not hearing you. Make sure you're here. Shout it louder. Say the infallible proofs of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's not just a story that was written by one or two men, crafted clearly out so that every other person who reads it can be persuaded of it. No, it's not just that. There were infallible proofs from the moment of his being raised from the dead. It was, he manifested himself before many who became living witnesses.
Excuse me. When a man stands and tells you a story, and is telling you, I witnessed this, this is not a second-hand account. I wasn't told by a third party. I saw this. It happened before me. And not just one man, but many men. And these men go everywhere preaching it and say it with all audacity, such that many of them were asked to deny their story or be put to death. When a man gives his neck to be cut off, when a man gives himself to be fed to wild animals, rather than resent what he says he saw, know that he's not joking. When a man gladly will accept to be stoned to death, why he's smiling, rather than say he didn't see what he saw, know that is true. These are not carefully fabricated stories. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 1 to 7. We are going to read from verse 1 to 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you. Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Corinth. Which also you received and in which you stand. I declare to you the gospel. Everybody shout the gospel. Come on, shout it louder. Say the gospel. I declare to you the gospel that I preach to you. So what gospel did the apostles preach? The first apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Christian faith stands on one, the Lord Jesus Christ, the rock and the head of the church. Two, the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. And three, the teachings of his first apostles. Those are the three pillars upon which the Christian faith stands. So this is the gospel that was preached to us. The gospel that you received and in which you stand. Verse 2. By which also you were saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. No one here under my voice will believe in vain. Amen. I decree and declare this morning that the word of God you have received is bearing much fruit, working mightily and prevailing in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands, say, I will not believe in vain. Say, I will never believe in vain. Say, my faith in the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ will continue to produce much fruit, continue to work wonders in my life, with my life, and through my life, in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe and receive that, let me hear you shout your loudest amen. Verse 3, for I delivered to you first of all that which I received. Everybody join me now. 1, 2, go. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Now, why is he putting according to the scriptures? Because the people he's talking to didn't see Jesus Christ physically in flesh. The people that were now being sent to them were those who saw Jesus Christ physically in flesh. Now, you know that Apostle Paul at that moment, when Jesus was walking around Galilee, didn't follow Jesus. He wasn't a follower of Jesus. And even after the apostles who saw Jesus first began to preach the gospel, Apostle Paul was one who stood against the way, persecuted the people, and even to the point of consenting to their death, supporting their death, voted for their death, was moving not just in Jerusalem. We move outside of Jerusalem to different places with letters of authority from the chief priest to arrest anybody who followed Jesus. That was the kind of man. Nowhere was it recorded in the scriptures that Apostle Paul had physical contact with Jesus before his ascension. Nowhere. So this is a man who came to know Jesus by the spirit, not physically, not according to the flesh. And he's writing to a church that have to hear about Jesus and get to know Jesus by the spirit, not according to the flesh. There were others like Peter, there were others like John, there were others like Luke, and many others who were there physically moving around with Jesus from one place to another. But Apostle Paul was of a different stock. So he tells this ones, and he said, listen, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. What he's saying is, trust the word of God. Number one, the word of God is God, authored by the Holy Spirit. But even the human agents, the prophets and the apostles he used to utter those words, were men who had first-hand experience. The word which we have heard, which we have seen, our eyes have looked upon and our hands have handled, of the word of life. These men were not giving stories they were told them. They were giving stories they lived with, they experienced, they saw, first-hand witnesses. So he said, according to the scriptures, Christ died for our sins. He didn't just die for dying. He died for our sins. Lift your hands everywhere. Everywhere you are, shout it with faith in your heart. Say, Christ died for our sins. According to the scriptures. Verse 4. Continue with me and make sure that you, in fact, hold that neighbor by your side. Call him by his or her name. Choose one to the left or to the right. Say, Mr. David, say, hear the word of the Lord, and read to that neighbor, one to go, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. So say with me, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Say, Jesus Christ was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He's telling the church, this is our gospel. This is the gospel which you have received, by which you are saved. This is the gospel in which you stand. So the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the key foundational pillars of the Christian faith. Verse 5, we are going somewhere. And that he was seen by Cephas, that is Peter. You know, when you read the account of John, when Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, that should be in John chapter 20. And was the first person to see him. And he told her, he said, go and tell Peter and my and the others. He had to talk about Peter because Peter denied him. Obviously, he was mourning his betrayal and denial of his master that he passionately loves and is faithful and loyal to. How could I have done this? That was Jesus showing us that human passion is too weak to maintain steadfastness and faithfulness in loving him. Our love for God is supernatural, for it is God who works in us both to will and to what? Do according to his good pleasure. It is God who works in us. So he said, and he was seen by Peter, Cephas, and then by the 12. The 12 apostles, he was seen by the 12. And verse 6. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once. All of you know that if I come today and bring 500 of you and say, let us craft a story and tell the people in Awka and tell the people in Nigeria that when we came to church today, there was thunder and lightning. Smoke came out. We saw fire, real fire, and all of us saw it. I know it didn't happen, sha. But let's tell everybody. 500 people. All of you know there will be people there that will say, Nalai. And you know one, if he had not seen, he would tell everybody, I think they are just talking, Thomas. At least Thomas would say no. If it didn't happen, Thomas would have said no, it didn't happen. What kind of lie can you get 500 people together to say they saw what they didn't see? What kind of lie? He said, of whom the greater part remain to the present. So he said, the people I'm talking to you, greater part of them remain first-hand witnesses. Jesus appeared. And somebody said, is it possible it was a big magic trick? An illusion. And I said, an illusion when Jesus... you've got to sit down and read the accounts of the resurrection. Matthew 28... Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, John chapter 20. And Jesus appeared and said, touch my hands. It wasn't an illusion. It wasn't a spiritual apparition. It wasn't a vision. He said, touch my hands. In fact, when he appeared to the 12 the first time, Thomas was not around. And when Thomas came and they told him, the master has risen, he said, I don't believe you. Unless I use my fingers and touch the holes of the nails in his hands. And I put my hands by his side, because one of the ways they proved that he was dead. He didn't faint. And after 3 days, they resuscitated him. One of the proof that he was really dead is that the soldiers had to use what? A spear. You know, that was a Passover time. And the Sabbath was coming. According to the laws of the Jews, they wouldn't leave someone crucified. And those days, crucifixion would take a longer time, sometimes a week. And you've got to understand what's happening here. So what they used to do those days is that they would come and break the bones of the people if they have not fully died. Well, when they came to break the bones of Jesus, they noticed he was already dead. So to prove that he was dead, they took a spear and pierced his side. And the Bible said water and what? Blood came. Meaning his heart has ruptured. Certified. Everybody in the medical district knows that means he's dead. He was fully dead. Fully dead. Somebody said again. Anyway, who knows? Maybe, even though he was fully dead, maybe they resuscitated him later and we didn't know. And after 3 days, I said, so after 3 days, did you read about the torture of his body? The Bible said there was no form. You could, apart from his skeleton, you couldn't tell that's a human being. That's why the Bible said, by his stripes, every part of his flesh was torn. could that heal in 3 days? And the person come around and be walking around Jerusalem and everywhere. In 3 days. Oh, if that was what happened, that's even another miracle. Infallible proofs. Infallible proofs. Of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. Verse 7. After that, he was seen by James, and then by all the apostles. I want you to talk to everybody by your side. Find just that one person by your side and say, this resurrection is not fiction. Say, it is a fact. A factual event. Say, it happened. And it changed history. Say, it changed the destiny of man. Say, it reordered the eternity of man. Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. Infallible proofs. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. This is Luke writing. Until the day in which he was taken up. That's the fourth pillar. I've given you three pillars. The death, the burial, the resurrection. The fourth pillar of the Christian faith is the ascension of Jesus. The ascension of Jesus. He was taken up through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3. I want you to hold that neighbor by your side. Just that one neighbor that is the good one. Choose the good one. All right, call him by his or her name. Say, Mr. David. Hear the word of the Lord. Now read and read out loud. One to go. To whom? To whom he also what? After. By. Being seen by them during 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. 40 days after his resurrection. He didn't just show up one day and then ascended. He didn't just show up 1 week and then ascended. For 40 days, that's more than enough time. 40 days he kept appearing. He kept appearing. On one account, all of them were just inside. Their doors locked and he just came in. Meaning at that moment, he was in his glorified form. He was walking through walls. At the speed of a thought, he appears. At the speed of a thought, he appears. And the Bible says, I'm about getting you to the cross of this matter. Once you get this, you have gotten this message. Once you get this, you've gotten this message. The Bible says, hear me now, pay attention now. The Bible says, he presented himself. Another word is, he manifested himself, made himself, showed himself alive. Watch this. By many infallible proofs. By many infallible proofs. And many years ago, I read that scripture. And that's what came to my spirit. Every time Jesus wants to manifest himself to a man, he doesn't manifest himself in such a way you're confused. Is he him or is he not him? He doesn't manifest himself in such a way. That's why when you have any man or you meet any man or woman who has had a first-hand encounter with Jesus Christ, he becomes radical. There is nothing on earth. The boldness and the audacity with which he preaches the gospel, with which he speaks and testifies of Jesus, with which he speaks of him who lives forever, it's unmatched, unrivaled, and cannot be quenched. Nobody can quench the fire that burns in that heart. When you meet a man that has had an encounter of the living Christ, whether by his word, because God appears to men by his word, whether by revelation, whether by visions, whether like Apostle Paul had an encounter, and in Acts chapter 26, he was brought before Governor Festus and King Agrippa. On his way to Rome, they have arrested him, and then he applied to Caesar. Being a Roman citizen, and he had Roman citizenship, they said, okay, you can't charge me, I apply to Caesar. So they were transporting him to Rome to be tried as a prisoner of the Jews. And when King Agrippa heard about him, he said, bring him. Festus said, King Agrippa came to visit him. He said, let's hear what this man has to say. And he began to give account of this Jesus. And then he talked about how he made waste the way. He was against it. But one day, on his way to Damascus, even with his men, this didn't happen to him alone. There were also witnesses around him. And they were traveling to Damascus with a letter, an authority from the chief priest to go and arrest people who believe in Jesus. He said, on that way, he said, a light brighter than the sun hit me. Struck me. I fell to the ground. And according to the scriptures, he became blind. Couldn't see. And he heard the voice. According to the account, others who were with him thought it was thunder, but he was hearing it. God is going to be saying something to you today and throughout this month, before the end of this month, that other people around you will think is just thundering. Listen to what I'm about to say. The Lord is going to be saying to you something that will remain a secret in your heart that the enemy won't be able to decode until the fulfillment has been established. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is going to be releasing revelations that others will think is just noise. And this man, he said, I heard his voice say, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, it is hard for a man to kick against the gods. It's hard. Why are you persecuting me? And immediately, being a Jew, raised a Pharisee, he knew the scriptures. He has studied the scriptures from a young age and he knew what it was. So he said, who are you, Lord? He called him Lord. Only God could do this. Who are you? Reveal yourself. And then the Bible says, the Lord said to him, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Woo! I thought it was those who believe in you that I was persecuting. He said, no. When they believe in me, they are now flesh of my flesh. They are now bone of my bones. When they eat my flesh and they drink my blood, they are now one with me. So whatever you do to them, you are doing to me. Oh, lift your hands. Say, I am a member of the body of Christ. Say, I am one with Christ. Inseparably one. Give him praise if you believe that. So you saw this Jesus. You saw. How audacious Apostle Paul became. Turned from a persecutor to a propagator. Started propagating the gospel with power, with conviction. became a partaker of the sufferings of Christ and carried on himself and on his body. He said that we carry on our body the death of our Lord Jesus. Went through hell and high waters. Shipwrecked how many times? Beaten how many times? Flogged how many times? Once left for dead, stoned, imprisoned, and he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop their passion and their advancement with force and aggression for the gospel. What is that? These men met the real Jesus. The reason people's faith is the way it is because they've not met the real Jesus. They've met stories about Jesus. They've met doctrines about Jesus. So when I saw this scripture, I knew something's got to happen to me. I didn't grow up in an ungodly family. I grew up in a very godly family. Being brought out to do morning devotion and night prayers every day. And so when I was entering secondary school and going to the boarding house, my passion was to test the world and become as bad as I can. And I did my best. I did my best. It was the passion of my heart. I wanted to explore because I didn't have a personal revelation. It was Jesus my parents spoke about. It was church I had to go to because I was born into that place. And somebody said, you know, if you were born in India, by now you'll be a Buddhist. It's not true. There are Christians in India who believe in Jesus. A whole lot was happening in my life. And then one day in due season, the Lord brought me into that revelation and realization of who he was. It was December 1997. I had finished secondary school, waiting to go. I have gained admission to Prescience, Oka. The Prescience school. I was in Onitsha in my grandfather's house. And one night, it was the desire of my heart. The Holy Spirit stirred it. Because ordinarily, I wouldn't want it. And I started crying and sobbing. And on that day, it changed. From that day till now, the fire keeps increasing. I've never had a better last month. Never. From that day till today. From that day. The same fire, only difference is it keeps intensifying. The same passion, the same force, because there was this Jesus I met. He stopped being the Jesus my parents preached. And even when the Lord will call me to pastor. Now, listen to this testimony. This is important. The Lord, this became my prayer. Acts chapter 1 verse 3. I say, show yourself to me by infallible proofs. I told people. I said, God gave me 14 confirmations. I was called to come and do what I'm doing today. 14 confirmations. Infallible proofs. I waited on him. Prayed it because the Bible says, ask and you receive, seek and you find. If your heart yearns, your heart will be satisfied. I want to know you. Apostle Paul cried in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. I want to know the power of your resurrection. This is no fluke. We all are dressed so wonderful. We all are here today. After the service, the third service, we are going to be having a feast outside, having people eating different things. We are going to say we are celebrating Easter. What is Easter? Easter is the day the Father demonstrated his power. It's called the power of resurrection. The power of resurrection. He exerted his might and strength. The dunamis and the kratos. Poured everything he is and raised Jesus from the dead. He broke through the the gates of hell. He broke through the hold of principalities. The Bible says he threw off principalities, triumphed over them in it, led them in a humiliating procession, made it public, your defeated devil. Death couldn't hold him down. The grave couldn't hold him down. And now I declare today, by the same power of resurrection, whatever held you down today before now is letting you go now. Whatever was buried, forgotten, and yet it was destined for you by God, comes out of that grave today, that you may know we serve a living God. I say, show yourself to me by infallible proofs. Manifest yourself. When you hear, I used to go to church, but now I don't believe anymore. I used to do this, but now I've gone back to our ancestors. These are things that Europeans and white men wrote to deceive us. I just laugh. I know what happened. They met the story of Jesus. They didn't meet the living Jesus. When Jesus remains only a story, one day you'll be confused. One day you will doubt. But when Jesus becomes a reality, an encounter, living encounter, you'll become a witness. That's why he said, and the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. And you will become witnesses to me. You will become witnesses. So when we rise here today, you have one prayer. We are going to pray it in a minute or two because of time. But cry from your heart. There may be 3,000 people here today. And only 3 cry from their heart. He will reveal himself to only 3. One thing you have to know about God is that he only shows himself to him who asks. To him who desires. The key to receiving of God is depth of desire. There has to be a desire in your heart. God hides himself until a man desires him. Desire is what invites God. And whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. And then you will have them. Mark 11:24, the King James Version. So what do you do? Lord, I have heard of you. I have read of you. I've even experienced you in shallow ways. I know that there is more to you, that I may know you. Reveal yourself afresh to me by infallible proofs. He knows how. He knows you. Reveal yourself to me this season by infallible proof. I just don't want to be a church goer. I want to be a man of faith. I want to be a living witness to the living Christ. I want to be full of power that I may know the power of your resurrection. If it is that you dwell in me, show yourself. How can I have the living Christ and be tormented by the devil? How can I have the living Christ and be so confused, living in poverty, struggling, when the wisdom that created the world resides in me? How can I have the living Christ and the devil be harassing me from one sickness to another? He can walk into my family, walk into my father's family, do whatever he wants. I want to know the power of your resurrection. I may know. Are there people who want to pray? Stand on your feet. Pray in the spirit as loud as you can. Stir up the gift of God in you. Stir up the feet of God in you. Come on, deep calls unto deep. If you're in the spirit, you can catch the frequency of the passion of the spirit. There is a yearning of the Holy Ghost. You can hear it in my voice. You can see it in my eyes. And much more, the Holy Spirit is stirring your heart onto it. Don't stop, don't stop. Pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Spirit. Something is happening here today. God is launching men into the realms of infallible proofs. Into the realms of infallible proofs. This Jesus.
Jesus is alive and he lives in us if you have received him. If you have made him your Lord and Savior. He's not a story. He's not a story. No. This Jesus is not fiction. This is a living reality. Open your mouth and pray.
Lingele bradosha. Yegele bradeshata. Lingele bradosha. Lebaya katesa. Ligeri po shakata. Ligere de sundeli bregedesh. You better lift your voice and cry out that I may know you. That I may know you. The power of your resurrection. That you manifest yourself to me by infallible proofs. By infallible proofs. I want to live my life by the power of your spirit. I want to speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to live. I want to walk by the power of the Holy Ghost. No more emptiness. No more being unsure. No more being unsure. No more doubt. Lage shakata. Ligerusha. Cry out. Lost sons, cry out. Pastors, cry out. I want to do ministry through miracles, signs and wonders by infallible proofs. Ministers, cry out. Ministers, cry out. I don't want to be empty. I don't want to be confused about Jesus. I don't want to doubt about Jesus. Lagaya, ligerebosha, a living proof that Jesus lives. A living proof. Ayakataya.
Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Cry out. Spirit of the living God, that you begin to reveal the glory of your Son in the hearts of every man and woman who cries. Oh, you said, come, come and buy without money. Come to the waters and drink freely. Come and take that, that which is more than food, that which is more than wine. Come and buy without money. Come, come to the table of fat things and wine with leaves. Lebo shakata, ligere dea. Let there be a manifestation, a revealing, a showing of yourself to every man and woman under the sound of my voice, under the sound of my voice, by infallible proofs, by infallible proofs. Lord, that you grant us encounters that the lies of this world cannot dilute. Encounters that the waters of worldliness cannot dilute. Encounters that the lies of and the arguments and the philosophy of men cannot stand. That make us living fire, burning and shining light, burning and shining light to your glory, unto your glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, leboyakata.
Ah. That men know that I've been with you. That men know that I've been with you. That men know that I've seen you. That I know you. Let them know. Let them know. Let them know. For the sake of my family. For the sake of my world. For the sake of my city. For the sake of humanity. I don't want to be a dry church goer, an empty church attender. I don't want to be a minister with only enticing words. But I'm a minister in demonstration of your spirit and of your power, even the power of resurrection. Lift those hands and praise him. Lift those hands. Lift it high. Don't be lazy. Lift it high. La baba. I raise my hands in the presence of God. And I speak over you. In the mighty name of Jesus. From this day, you're launched into realms of first-hand encounters with the Lord. The glory of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be revealed to you via his word in the name of Jesus Christ.
diverse, diverse encounters that he, the Spirit of the Lord, chooses in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your roots shall be grounded. Your roots shall be steadfast. Your faith shall never be moved again. But you shall live life in power, full of grace, full of strength, full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. You shall live as a witness, a living proof of the risen Christ in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands. Father, grant every man and woman under the sound of my voice, not just those who are here watching online, but those who will listen to this message after now, many generations, grant them specialized, custom-made encounters. Manifest yourselves not once, many times, by infallible proofs. For I and the children you have given me, we are for miracles, signs, and wonders. From this day, I call you into a life of miraculous. A life of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Celebrate Jesus today. Don't pretend to celebrate him. Make it real. Gratitude to him. Glory.
Thank you so much for listening to this message by Pastor David Ifechukwu. Follow us on any of our social media platforms using the handle @MyLambWorld or contact us at 806-275-3311 to purchase and listen to more life-changing messages by Pastor David Ifechukwu.